This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Mary Ann, M-A-R-I, and middle name Ann, capital A-N-N-E, Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R, date of birth 1/30 of 1961. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mrs. Ryder with hyponatremia. She has had an ultrasound of kidneys and bladder done May 28th of this year, but the results are still pending. April 23rd of 2024, she had severe bilateral flank pain and thought that she might have had a kidney infection. So she drank three times the large amount of water and drinks that she always drinks daily. Well over a gallon is her daily amount of fluid consumption. So she drank at least three times that much, and then had labs checked on the 23rd of April, and the sodium was down to 121. After she decreased her fluid intake, her sodium was rechecked on April 25th of 24. It was up to 128. 5 days later, April 30th of 24, sodium was 133. And before the excessive fluid consumption, 314 of 23, her sodium was 131. June 5th of 24, sodium 132. She has no symptoms of the low sodium levels and actually didn't have any symptoms in April when she had the very low sodium level. But now the back pain and fullness seem to be getting better, although the ultrasound results are still pending and no one has been able to review them yet since they've not been read. At the time of the discomfort, she did not have any bladder or kidney infection, and she is feeling much better every day. She does consume coffee, lots of regular water, soda pop, and light beer every day. And she states that she's very physically active. She does go to a local gym and works out regularly there. She does have a history of tachycardia, and that is controlled with her Flecainide, 50 milligram daily. And she's been on that since 1997. And she's been doing well. She has no chest pain or palpitations. She is a chronic smoker, but denies any shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, or sputum production. She does suffer from recurrent cold sores, she reports. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. The flank pain is not resolved. She does wake up to use the bathroom once a night, and right when she wakes up to get up to the bathroom, she feels a fullness in the flank area. Then after she empties her bladder, the discomfort seems to be better, and she's able to fall back to sleep. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for tachycardia, hypertension, and cold sores. Surgical history, she's had two ablations, and they tried to induce the tachycardia with medications. The first time that was unsuccessful, although the tachycardia occurred when she was in recovery, and they were able to treat it with the Flecainide. And the second time she had an ablation, that seemed to go well, and the tachycardia did not occur. She's had removal of tubal pregnancy in 1984. Social history, she is a smoker. She smokes a pack of cigarettes per day for at least 20 years. She does consume alcohol every day in the form of light beer. She states that she does not excessively drink and never has had any legal trouble or does not pass out from drinking. She is single. She is retired city clerk from St. Louis. Family history is significant for heart disease and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa. medications, acyclovir 400 milligram daily, Norvasc 5 milligram daily. Aspirin is 81 milligram daily. The flecainide 50 milligram is actually twice a day. Losartan is 50 milligram daily, multivitamin daily, and calcium with vitamin D once a day. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 150 pounds. Pulse was 108 and regular. And blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 140/70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but are otherwise clear. Heart is regular. She does have a sinus tachycardia, rate of 108, very regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No ascites. No enlarged liver or spleen. No flank tenderness. Extremities, there's no edema. Brisk capillary refill. 2+ pedal pulses bilaterally. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done June 5th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 0.54. Calcium 9.2. Sodium is 132. Potassium 4.6. Carbon dioxide is 25. Glucose was 72. 430. Electrolytes were normal, and sodium, other than sodium, 133. 425, sodium 128, 423, sodium 121, and 314 of 23, sodium was 131. In June of this year, hemoglobin 13.9 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis in 2023, negative for blood, negative for protein. Her random urine sodium is right in the middle of the expected range at 30, and urine and serum osmolality were mildly low on April 23rd of this year when checked. She had normal cortisol and ACTH levels, and thyroid studies were also normal. Assessment and plan. One, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to volume overload. Our goal will be to keep her sodium levels 130 or higher, and so we don't need to change her fluid intake, but we don't want her to increase it at all. We would like to repeat labs within 6 months, so that should be February of next year, as long as the sodium remains 130 or greater, there will be no significant problem for this patient. We have asked her to try to decrease the intake of beer, as that also is known to lower sodium levels. And we will await the results of the kidney ultrasound to be sure there's no pathology found in the recent kidney ultrasound also. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.